Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 211, Wellness in the Workplace, Part 1. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Wellness in the workplace makes a company healthy, wealthy, and wise. Health and wellness programs have been around a while, but in many workplaces, these programs are getting a makeover in an effort to make them even more exciting and worthwhile. In this podcast, we will take a look at how new and improved employee health and wellness programs can benefit organizations. Wellness in the workplace has real, lasting benefits. According to the 2016 Aflac Workplace Report, employee satisfaction increases when a company has a wellness program. And when your employees are happy, you're likely going to be really happy. Why? Fast Company reports that happiness resulted in a 12% spike in productivity, while unhappy people were 10% less productive. But it's not just the company saying these things. Employees agree. Listen to these findings. Those who took part in company-sponsored wellness programs reported more job satisfaction than those who did not. 76% of employees said they were happier with their benefits package thanks to workplace wellness programs. That's more than the 56% who said were happy with their benefits but didn't take advantage of wellness at work. And if a company didn't offer a wellness program, job satisfaction dipped to 57%. And less than half of the employees were happy with their benefits package. Wellness programs are a big plus for employees, but what about the employer? We know that productivity goes up when people are feeling good about themselves and the company. But how else does a keen focus on wellness help? For starters, employees are generally healthier. A study by the International Foundation of Employee Benefit Plans looked at the value on investment, termed VOI, of wellness efforts in different organizations. It discovered that wellness programs led to reduced healthcare costs at 56% of the companies surveyed. 31% had lowered disability and workers' compensation claims. Plus, over half had reduced absenteeism. You start putting those numbers together, and the bottom lines are looking better and better. Need proof? Almost 40% of employers said that improved financials and growth were tied to workplace wellness initiatives. Here are more incredible facts about the VOI of wellness in the workplace. 42% noticed increased productivity. 33% showed an improvement in recruitment. And 21% said turnover had dropped. One-fifth of employers mentioned decreased turnover. That means those really good employees you want to stick around likely will. Other facts from the 2016 Aflac Workplace Report show that 52% of employees who didn't use wellness programs were likely to begin a new job search, but only 46% of wellness program users were ready to look elsewhere. 6% may not sound like a lot, but that's 3 employees out of every 50 who are more likely to stay than leave. And what if those 3 employees are some of your best? So go ahead and get excited about what wellness in the workplace can do for your organization. It's clear to see it works. Implement your own program, and soon you may have an entire company full of healthier, more energized, and extra productive employees.
Thanks for listening to part 1 of this 2-part series on wellness in the workplace. If you're looking for more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.